here at the Commodity Classic with BASF, where they just awarded scholarships to a number of students in corn, wheat, and soybeans. And we're going to talk to the corn scholarship winners. With me first is Caleb. Caleb, introduce yourself for me. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Caleb Brandon. I'm from Puryear, Tennessee, and I'm currently a sophomore at Murray State University in Murray, Kentucky, and I'm studying ag business.
What made you decide on that major?
We had a class in high school called Ag Sales and Marketing, and that kind of sparked my interest, and then I was on the Ag Sales team, and we went to state and got second in the state in that, and so that really got me going in my interest for it, and so that's just really what I decided I wanted to do with the rest of my life.
Well, good, and congratulations. I'm sure that scholarship money will help you here. And here's our Gator. You're a Gator, aren't you?
I'm a Gator-to-be, yes.
A Gator-to-be. Well, I'm a Gator past tense a lot. Introduce yourself for me, please.
All right. My name is Deja Jackson. I'm a senior civil engineering technology major from St. Helena Island, South Carolina. I currently attend South Carolina State University, where I graduate in May 8th, 2015 to be exact. Upon graduation, I will pursue my graduate pursuits at the University of Florida, where I'll be getting a PhD in civil engineering with a specialization in transportation.
Wow, that's very cool. Why did you decide to go into that?
Well, for me, about, I'll say, going into my freshman year of high school, God, that was like years ago, we have two main bridges in Beaufort. One of the bridges was actually struck by a barge carrying a crane. So that bridge was shut down, and from there, all our traffic had to be rerouted through our one downtown bridge, which is actually like a swing bridge. With that happening, traffic, like a typical drive for me to get to high school would take about 15 minutes. It turned into 2 hours. So from there, I start thinking of ways like, how could I help the transportation crisis there, and especially with the tomato farms and they're trying to get their crops and make their deadlines, things of that nature. I just felt like for me, transportation would be my way of giving back to my rural community.
So do you have an agricultural background?
I do not, actually. I don't, but I literally grew up with a farm down the road from me. I know a lot of neighbors who actually farm. I don't know, my family's a little different. We're military, so we kind of bounced around a lot, so it wasn't like that.
Well, frankly, we like to see people that are not with ag backgrounds get into ag because we need so many. So congratulations, and best of luck to you at the University of Florida. All right, here's our next Corn Scholarship winner, and where are you from, hon?
I'm Amber Pickard, and I'm from Hastings, Michigan. I'm currently attending Michigan State University, studying in ag business management and accounting with a minor in agronomy and a specialization in food industry.
And why did you decide to go into that field?
I've always been in ag. Growing up on a large cow-calf operation, I knew I wanted to stay in ag, and I want to help producers make the best financial decisions that they can.
So how do you feel about being able to get this scholarship from BASF and the Corn Growers?
This scholarship is very great. It'll be very helpful in paying for my education, as Michigan State is very expensive to attend. And I'm very appreciative of any scholarship support I can get to help pay for my education.
Well, congratulations. And here's our final corn scholarship winner, is also one of the wheat scholarship winners. And could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Faith Winty. I'm from Altamont, Illinois. I'm a junior at the University of Illinois.
And what is your major?
I am in ag business with a minor in crop and soil management.
And why did you decide to go into that field?
I have lived on a farm my entire life. I've grown up following my dad around, watching him, the long hours he puts in, and I hope to be just as successful as he is someday.
Well, I've been doing this a long time since they've all been doing the scholarships. We have never had a double scholarship award winner, so how do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good, actually. I feel very honored.
So this is going to help you a little bit?
It'll help me a little bit. I attended junior college as a basketball player for 2 years, so I got a basketball scholarship, and I just transferred to the University of Illinois as a junior.
Well, congratulations, and we are very, very happy to see the young people here, and I'm sure you have a bright future ahead. And the Corn Scholarship Awards are funded by BASF through the National Corn Growers Association. With me right now is Jane Dalton. And Jane, tell me how you're affiliated with NCGA.
I am a member of the Grower Services Action Team Committee.
And so tell me about yourself, Jane.
I'm a corn grower from Endeavor, Wisconsin, and I'm trying to learn the ropes right now, taking over the family farm business. I have about 200 head of Angus cattle, and that's That's all I got.
So what did you think about the caliber of the students that were awarded the Corn Scholarships this year?
Just fantastic. It was so difficult. We were able to narrow the over 40 applicants down to 10. And that was what the committee that I was on, we received those applications. And just trying to get through those 10 and find our top five was extremely difficult. I was discussing with the other members of the scholarship committee at our last GSAT meeting, and we were just going over it, like how we spent hours and hours just pouring through every little detail, just finding a way to come up with our top five.
I'm sure it's difficult. Well, we certainly glad to see you here. And how do you feel about BASF's support of the future of agriculture?
It's just phenomenal. We are so lucky to have a partner like this who is willing to contribute to the scholarship fund and really help out agriculture, looking long term down the road and see where things will go.
All right, Janes, thank you so much. Here at the BASF exhibit at Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.